make consensus politics actually a bit more like the Bill Clinton style of real consensus politics. So involving the Labour Party, involving the Greens, involving, yeah, let's exclude certain parties, but involving the reasonable parties, and yes, involving things like the trade unions. I'm also a trade unionist myself. I am a member of the UCU, so another education union which has struck a little bit during the Labour government. I've certainly been on strike for a couple of days, I think, in my 11 years in the union. But also, I want to tell you an interesting story, because actually the experience of the UCU in Leeds University this year has been very interesting, because our Vice-Chancellor, in his wisdom, anticipated that whichever government came in would come up with some serious cuts. So he decided that Leeds University would cut £35 million from its budget starting last year. And so he initiated a process of reviews of schools. And the unions immediately reacted and said this is being done in a very top-heavy, unnecessarily fast, unnecessarily deep way. And we were on the verge of striking twice this year. We literally had strikes called off at between 4:30 and 5:00 in the afternoon the day before the strike was going to happen. And the outcome of that was very productive. They created, it's a bit of a bureaucratic phenomenon, it's a standing group on restructuring of schools, which is both bureaucratic and a little bit scary sounding, actually. And my school is going into restructuring. But it is a genuine agreement, which was so successful that the UCU have now tried to roll it out across the whole of the higher education sector, where you have real partnership and consultation about whether schools go into review and how they go into review, and that the review process has to involve all members of staff talking about it. So it is actually, it's not called a social partnership, but it's pretty close to being a social partnership at a local level, a single institution level. So I think that's great, but it tells you a couple of things which I think you can generalise about social partnerships. One, they tend to work and they tend to emerge in times of hardship. This is about how to joint manage cuts. It's not about how working conditions might be better in long term. It's not a positive, it's a backward, defensive thing. And I was reading about social partnership, history of social partnership in Ireland, and how it started in one recession and then ended in the next, last year, the whole sort of system collapsed last year. So, I mean, I think it's interesting that the opportunity is created out of adversity. But of course, if you want to be positive about that, that means now is an excellent time of opportunity. So I very much agree with Patrick's conclusion that now is not the time to be abandoning social partnerships. But bearing in mind what Paul said earlier, it's perhaps not surprising a government that's looking to cut all kinds of quangos and agreements thinks that this one might not work if the unions haven't been cooperating with it recently. But if they'd stuck with it, I bet the unions would have made it work much better now. The only other thing is, there's a couple of things we need to talk about the limits to what social partnership can do, because here are we representing professional, not even semi-professional, professional education unions, or not only education, but definitely a professional union is what you described, Paul. How much can be done in terms of social partnerships to protect the job security or wages for people in semi-skilled or unskilled, or you know, the bottom end of the wage scale? Of course, the minimum wage is helpful there, but the minimum wage isn't looking great at the moment. So is there potential for social partnership at that end of the scale? And then in our experience, the Leeds case, it's about trying to trade off, I think, job security versus conditions and pay. And our UCU has just voted not to take action for pay, even though we've been offered something like 0.25% pay rise, because we're more concerned about jobs. And you have to be recognising what the trade-offs are.